Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture, which says in Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. He writes, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." A beautiful scripture that Apostle Paul writes. Now, I just want to bring your attention to the Greeks, how they used the four words to distinguish different types of love. Number one is storge, which means natural affection. Number two is eros, which means sexual attraction. Number three is philia, which means emotional affection or friendship. And number four is agape, which means unconditional giving, sacrificial love. When the Bible tells of God's love for us and the type of love we are to have for him and others, the word is always agape, which has been taken from the root word agapao, indicating a commitment to act. Do you know it's possible to love someone you don't even like? Indeed, if God is going to educate us to love, he will bring certain hard to love or difficult people into our lives. The truth is, our lives are full of people we don't like. We do not like the way some people speak. We do not like the way some people behave. We do not like what others wear. But most of all, we tend to dislike people who don't like us. If you think about it for a minute, you can probably produce a list of people you don't like. They would probably be people with whom you have difficulty getting along. Everyone is difficult to love sometimes, even you yourself. But some are hard to love or difficult to love at any time. But Jesus never demanded that we have a tender fondness for everyone. He did not feel warmth for the Pharisees. We don't have to like everyone. Isn't that a relief? But we must love them. That's a command. What does the Bible mean when it says walk in love? Like physical walking that you do for your exercise, or you just walk around your yard or your block of buildings to go to your office. Like physical walking, this conditional love, number one, it requires effort, and number two, moves in a certain direction, and number three is something you do every day. You inculcate in you, you live, you practice walking in love. That's what the Lord is calling us. That's what the Spirit of the Lord was writing through Apostle Paul when he writes that, you know, live a life filled with love, following the example of Jesus Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Amen. So let's practice that. Ask God to fill us and bless us and lead us. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives, O God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. Lord, we thank you. Father, your word says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Therefore, Lord God Almighty, when we say we love you, you are just waiting to see that whether we will obey your commandments, and your commandment is to love and to walk in love. Oh Lord, to be filled with love of God in our hearts. And Lord God Almighty, I pray this morning, you'll give us the grace to love the ones who are unlovable. Lord, to love the ones who are difficult to love. Oh, Father God, I pray that, Father, you'll give us the grace, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, fill our minds with the mind of Christ, oh Father, that like Jesus, we'll be able to love even our enemies. Give us the grace, give us the courage, give us the boldness, oh Father. Help us to practice love of God in our hearts and in our lives every day. That's what I pray. Today, oh Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I bless your people. Lord, I pray that you'll keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. And Lord God Almighty, that Lord, you will lead them besides the still waters and green pastures. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the name of Jesus. For by the wounds and stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.